Was there any pure Nephilim blood left even today, or is it all gone now?
This is the key point that brings us right up to date. You couldn't have asked a better question, because that brings us right to the modern age. A couple of years ago, when I first started working on this book, George, my answer would have been no. But now my answer is, in fact, yes. It turns out that now, of course, the original pure-blooded alien beings live for a very long time, but of course they do die. Some estimates say that they live about 700 years.
Okay.
However, there is another aspect to this, which is going to be pretty, pretty scary in a way. In order to bypass death through a very elaborate process that involves genetics and other scientific processes, some of these beings, just before they die, can be put into a suspended animated state. I have now discovered that some of these original beings, I don't know how many of them, but it ties in with other research I've done involving geomancy and archaeoastronomy, are actually buried on the earth and are in a state of what you might call suspended animation, for want of a better term.
From 30 to 50,000 years ago?
Yes. And I know some of the spots where these beings are, because I've made it a life study. It is not a pleasant study, by the way. I don't do this because I have nothing better to do. It's just one of the things that you have to study when you look into these things. And some of these beings are buried in a rock. And that is the real reason, because it has nothing. If anyone who's out there who's still in the sound of my voice thinks that the reason why the vanguard of the West is over there because of some sort of terrorist threat, or because there's oil and money to be had, are in La-La Land. Because the people that we are talking about who control the world have been billionaires from the first centuries A.D. Granted, some of their lower henchmen at the bottom of the pyramid might be turned on by all that power, money, and oil, but believe me, that is not what makes the world go round. There's other occult reasons, much infinitely more sinister, which ties into why all the museums over there were ransacked and robbed, and why sacred artifacts were taken away, and why what those sacred artifacts would be being used for. It ties into the dates of why the war was initiated in those times, and why in Afghanistan, because there's things buried underneath Iran, Iraq, and Afghanistan that these individuals want to move in some sort of X-Files type way and resuscitate. Well, you can't do that if Saddam Hussein and his gang is looking over your shoulder, can you? If the country is sovereign. So what do? You obliterate those countries so that you can go in there and work unmolested to raise the dead, to raise these undead. Because we have something coming here which I refer to as the Antichrist. I know what the Antichrist really is. And these pure-blooded Nephilim, and the reason why they're raising them, by the way, is because they haven't found the key to get out of the Stargate. So in a final solution type scenario, they're thinking if we could raise our original masters, they don't want to do it. But they're forced to do it because time is short. There's a countdown that the Maya were talking about, a countdown to the 2012, where these individuals are not going to have the luxury to rule the world as tyrannously as they've been doing, because some other spiritual force is coming in to take care of business. So these people are on the move in order to try and vacate this planet as fast as they can. And one of the ways that they've decided to do that is to now go to the places where these underground cavernous graves are, and to open them and resuscitate these individuals through a genetic process that involves the DNA.
What do you think the Nephilim, if we were able to find them, those that are in this suspended state, what do you think they look like?
Pretty much they're taller than us. They're meant to, according to many legends, including the Celtic, they're meant to be actually quite handsome. There's reports of great ugliness, but there's also reports of incredible beauty. This is where the whole idea of Lucifer, the son of the morning, the most handsome of the angels, comes from. Celtic mythology backs that up. The head of the demonic race in Ireland's mythology was the most beautiful of all men. In fact, in Ireland, in Gaelic, when you speak of the word beautiful, you actually use the word for the fallen angel.